Okay. Is everybody still there? Okay. Okay. In Parshas, what? Eitan. So in Parshas Bahar, the pasuk says, "V'ha'aretz lo yisimacher letzmisus." Land cannot be sold forever. Ki li ha'aretz, because the land belongs to me, says Hashem. And the pasuk then concludes, "Ki geirim v'toshavim atam imadi," because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. Now, this pasuk does not seem to make that much sense. If the pasuk would have just told us that you cannot sell the land forever, and the pasuk was referring to the fact that at Yovel, the land returns to its original owner. So the pasuk would tell us you can't sell the land forever because ki li ha'aretz, because the land belongs to me, and I'm the boss. You're not in charge. You can't decide if you're going to sell it forever or not. All right, that would have been fine. But why does the pasuk add yet another reason? Ki gerim v'toshavim atam imadi, because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. So it seems totally extra, and besides, it doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? It seems to be an oxymoron. Are we strangers or inhabitants? Those are contradictory. If we're strangers, we're not inhabitants, and if we're inhabitants, we're not strangers. In Parshas Bechukosai, there is a theme throughout the Toichacha. There's the whole parsha of what seem to be curses, Chas v'Shalom, if Bnei Yisrael do not listen to the Torah. The pasuk constantly uses the words "im telchu imi keri," if you will walk with me, with keri, then Chas v'Shalom, all these terrible things can happen. What is keri? So, going back to the first pasuk that talks about not selling the land forever. So I think that the simple understanding of the pasuk is that it's very important for Bnei Yisrael to have their own land. Because having our own land allows us to have a certain peace of mind, which is very necessary for Avodas Hashem. In order for a person to serve Hashem properly, a person needs a sense of peace of mind that comes from having a permanent place. When we're chased from one exile to the other, it's very difficult to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Hashem gives us a land where we can have a sense of that we have a permanent place, and we're able to serve him with a certain peace of mind. On the other hand, having peace of mind and having a permanent place can cause a person to lose focus on the fact that we are strangers in this world altogether, and that we're only here to in this world as preparation for Olam Haba, for the world of eternity, to acquire Torah and mitzvahs and to move on. Having a permanent land can cause a person to forget this and to make his gashmius life permanent, which is obviously not the purpose of having a permanent land, and actually defeats the purpose of having a permanent land, which is only there in order to serve Hashem. So therefore, Hashem tells us, "I'm giving you a permanent land. Purpose is, you should have the peace of mind to serve me. And in order to remind you that you're strangers in this world, I'm going to insert this rule that you cannot sell the land forever. You are not the boss. I am the boss. You are to remind you that you're strangers in this world. It's not yours. It's not yours to sell. It's not yours to sell forever. It's not yours to buy forever. Remember that you are strangers in this world. And now the pasuk reads beautifully. You cannot sell the land forever, because the land is mine, because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. Says the Rebbeinu Shlalom, you are inhabitants. That's very important, that you should have your own land, yet you are also strangers in this world. And to remind you that, I'm going to apply this rule that you cannot sell or buy land forever. I'd like to take this a step deeper. The Shem Shmuel comments on a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Haragil b'ner, havin leibanim talmidei chacham." Someone who is common with candles will have children that are talmidei chachamim, that are Torah scholars. Now, what does this mean? Rashi comments there that means that someone who is particular to observe the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles and lighting Hanukkah candles, such a person will have children talmidei chachamim. But that's a bit difficult to understand. How is it that lighting candles has anything to do with guaranteeing that our children will be talmidei chachamim? So the Shem Shmuel suggests that there are two ingredients that are essential to having good children. Number one, says the Shem Shmuel, is consistency. A person must be consistent with their service of Hashem. A person cannot be a two-facer. Being a certain type of person when he's in shul, and being another type of person when he's at home, or being a third type of person when he's at work. A person needs to be consistent. A person has to realize that the same Rebbeinu Shlalom that's in shul is at work as well, and is at home as well. There needs to be consistency. The first ones that pick up on hypocrisy are children. And if children see hypocrisy in their parents, it is a total turnoff. They immediately come to the conclusion that there is no truth to Yiddishkeit. And they will refuse to walk in the footsteps of their parents. So says the Shem Shmuel, consistency is a very, very essential ingredient to having good children. Consistency in Avodas Hashem. Nevertheless, says the Shem Shmuel, consistency has a downside to it. And that is that when we're very consistent and regular in serving Hashem, sometimes that will cause a person to observe the mitzvahs by rote. The mitzvahs will become commonplace, to the point that it's as if we're acting on autopilot. The davening comes out on its own, and we put on tefillin on its own, without realizing what we're doing. Yes, we're very consistent, yet the mitzvahs lose their meaning. And when children see that there's no excitement to Yiddishkeit, and that there's no meaning to it, there's no internal meaning to it, it's also not something that they're going to emulate. So therefore, ingredient number two, says the Shem Yishmuel, is that there should be, although a person is consistent, nevertheless, they have to maintain a newness and an excitement into the things that we do consistently. So the two ingredients are consistency and newness and excitement. Shem Yishmuel quotes another Gemara Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says that someone who carries out, and on Shabbos we're not allowed to carry in a place where there is no Erev, you're not allowed to carry from a public domain into a private domain or vice versa. So the Gemara says that if somebody carries out a candle, a lit candle on Shabbos, from the private domain into the public domain, that such a person is exempt. He's potter. And the Gemara says the reason is that the purpose of him carrying the candle is not for the sake of the candle, it's for the sake of the flame. So the candle is bottled to the flame, the candle is negated to the flame, and the flame itself, says the Gemara, meaning, in order for one to be liable for the transgression of carrying out on Shabbos, one needs to make an akira, one needs to uproot the object from one domain, and one must make a hanocha, one must put it down in the other domain. Says the Gemara, but when you're carrying a flame, the flame that you uprooted, you didn't put down, and the flame you put down, you didn't uproot. Meaning that the flame renews itself every second. So the flame that you're putting down on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not the same flame that you uprooted from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It renews itself constantly. Says the Shem Yishmuel, so the flame is a perfect example of something that is consistent, yet constantly new. Says the Shem Yishmuel, that is pshat in the Gemara that he brought down before. Harogil b'ner, someone who is common, meaning he's consistent, but similar to a ner, similar to a flame. That he's consistent with his avoda, yet his avoda is constantly performed with a newness and an excitement, similar to a flame. That is a guarantee that he will have banim talmid chachamim. That is a guarantee that he will have children talmid chachamim, because he has the main two ingredients that children will look for as something they would like to emulate. Consistency and excitement. The word carry has two meanings. Rashi at the end of Parshas Kisetze, when it talks about Amalek and it says Asher Karcha Baderech, Rashi gives two definitions to the word Karcha. One is a lashon of temporary, of inconsistent. Carry, it's carrying means a happening, a coincidence, which is by definition something that is inconsistent. The other meaning of the word carry is coldness. These two things are the exact opposites of the two ingredients that are necessary for Avodas Hashem. Temporary is the opposite of consistency, and coldness is the opposite of excitement and warmth and newness in Avodas Hashem. So the Pasuk tells us, Im Telchu Imi Keri, Hashem says to us, if you will, you might observe the mitzvahs, but you're going to observe the mitzvahs carry with inconsistency or with coldness, then chas v'shalom, all these terrible things can happen. Our avoda needs to have these main two ingredients, consistency and a warmth, an excitement, and a newness. We can now say that the reason that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us Eretz Yisrael, gives us our own land, that we should be inhabitants, is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's message to us is that I want your avodah to be consistent. I want your avodas Hashem to be. I want you to be a toishav. I want you to be an inhabitant in your avodas Hashem. I don't want you to be a stranger in your avodas Hashem. I don't want it to be inconsistent. Yet I do want you to be a stranger, to the point that there should still be a constant newness and an excitement in your avodah. So the message that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving us, by giving us the land, yet not allowing us to sell it or buy it forever, is to teach us that we have to have both of these elements in our Avodas Hashem. Toishav, meaning consistency, and gerim, and also being a stranger, meaning to have the element of newness in our Avodas Hashem. We have to be both gerim, both strangers, and teshavim, and inhabitants, when we're dealing with Avodas Hashem. So, may the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us the ability to serve Him properly, with the proper consistency, and yet with a newness, and in that zchus, may we be zeicha to Kabbalas HaTorah B'Shleimus, and to Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehera B'Yameinu Amen. Next week, Tuesday night, is Yontif.